In the distance, you hear the bell at the lodge calling you back. Slowly, you retrace your steps along the forest path, thinking about the experience and relating it to your life. Following lunch in the dining room, you have the afternoon off. You decide to return to your cabin to make notes about your experience and to take a nap. And stretching out in the window seat with a notebook and pen, you begin to write about your experiences. But before you've written a page, you begin to drift off into sleep, into sleep, into sleep. Dreamy sleep, dreamy sleep. Dreamy images, a figure, hazy at first, but getting clearer. And you realize that you were standing in a forest watching a monk riding a bull approach you on the path. And when the monk and bull are a few feet away, he reins in the animal, leans forward, and says, "Wherever your attention alights at this very moment, experience." Then he rides away, his words echoing in your mind. Experience. Experience. Wherever your attention alights at this very moment, experience. All right, you think, turning to follow the monk and bull down the forest path. The monk looks back at you, raises his hand, and yells, "There are no gate barriers. All that keeps who you are from becoming who you'd like to be is a gateless gate. Walk through it." You stop, struck by the power of the words. There are no gate barriers. All that keeps who you are from becoming who you'd like to be is a gateless gate. Walk through it. The monk and bull disappear around a curve, and you are alone on the forest path. You decide to follow the path in the same direction. The trees nearly block out the sun, but flickers of sunlight penetrate the cover, dancing on the path in front of you. And as you come around a bend, you see two young men dressed in gray robes. One says to the other, "I've studied under many masters, and I've given up most of life's pleasures. I've fasted and meditated for weeks on end, and I've been celibate. I've given up everything. In other words, I've suffered, but I've never attained enlightenment. What should I do?" The second young man says, "Give up suffering." You smile as you walk past without speaking, unnoticed. You hurry along the forest path, down into a damp hollow that has never seen sun. You pass through a wispy mist, ascending the path, which becomes dense with ferns. Far ahead, you glimpse the monk riding the bull, but they quickly disappear beyond another curve in the path.
"Hello!"
The voice scares you. You stop, turn, looking for the source.
"You confuse yourself!"
The voice again. "Where are you?" you ask.
"Right here!"
You look up to see a little man sitting on a tree branch. He is bald, pudgy, a middle-aged cherub no more than 5 feet tall, dressed in a brown robe. He says,
"You attempt to manipulate and control your life in an effort to be happy, but by requiring life to be the way you want it to be, you always end up suffering."
You look at the funny little man and say, "Oh, that's not true."
"Balderdash," he says. "You're like a child. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want, I want, I want. You want everything your way. You want everyone in your life to be the way you want them to be. Instead of viewing others as people, you view them as their behavior. You want, you want, you want.
You scowl, ready to protest again, when he says,
Right now, at this moment, you're seeing me, hearing me, experiencing me, but you don't stop there. No, no. You have to add to it your opinions about what you're seeing and hearing. You're analyzing and judging me, which separates us. And I'd like to point out that you're not being the observer that Brother Joshua asked you to be.
The little man on the tree branch leans back against the trunk of the tree, hands across his stomach, smug. You realize he's right. Okay, you say. I admit I'm in bondage to my thoughts and opinions. I'd like to be able to just experience you for what you are, but I don't seem to be capable of that.
Well, now we're getting somewhere,
he says, swinging out of the tree and landing at your feet. You look down at him, a little self-conscious about your own height. He says,
People are not just their behavior. Sometimes people act irresponsibly, and sometimes to be responsible to yourself, you have to oppose their behavior. But you and the other person are essentially one. We're all one. Don't separate yourself.
And don't judge, just observe, you say.
Don't judge, just experience, he says. Don't judge, just experience. Don't judge, just experience. Don't judge, just experience.